Welcome everyone to Sideline Thoughts. I'm David Reyes, alongside here Mr. Gio Galvez and Mr. Jonathan Greenstein. Fellas, how are you guys doing? It's nice to see you guys again for episode 16.
Hi guys, yeah, hi David, hi John. It's great to see you guys again. Been doing well. This week I got to see the new Spider-Man movie Across the Spider-Verse. Great movie. If you guys haven't seen it, definitely recommend. I'm not gonna spoil anything, but definitely recommend watching it. You guys are gonna love it. The soundtrack is great, even though I personally prefer the first movie's soundtrack. But Metro Boomin had a great soundtrack, and everything about it was just so good. And you know, you guys just, if you haven't watched it, like I said, go watch it.
I'm gonna go see it tonight. So, like, hi guys. Spider-Verse, I've seen the first one. I loved it. The second one, I think, is gonna be great. Everyone said it's better than the first one. So, I'm excited to see that tonight. Get some Miles Morales marathon. Maybe I might watch it later today, the first one, before I go see it. That's how excited I am to go see that. But I'm excited on my day off today from work. We're gonna be talking about sports, which is my favorite thing to do in life. Had a passion for that always. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a great day today, for sure.
All right. Nice, nice. Hope you enjoy the movie. Well, you'll definitely like the movie. I definitely got to check it out soon. So, guys, we're going to talk about quite a bit for today's episode. First off, breaking news, because everyone's been talking about it. Even the regular news stations that never talk about soccer. Yesterday I saw on ABC 7 for it with David Muir and other news channels that Messi's coming to the MLS.
Yes, he is. He's coming to the U.S. And I didn't think he would be coming right now, especially, you know, at this time where he was saying that he wanted to go to Barca. Didn't think Inter Miami was still going to be, like, in the back of his mind. But here it is. He's coming for the next season. Not this season that's continuing going on, but the following in March. Yeah. So he's going to have about six or even more, even about maybe 8 months of not playing in a team or for a club.
Why do you think he chose Miami out of all the teams, Gio?
Well, David, you want to answer that?
Yeah.
Well, I believe his relationship with David Beckham, I mean, he's the owner of the Inter Milan team, so Inter Miami's team, sorry.
Yeah, I know. It's Inter Miami. It's not just that, John, to answer your question, David, to say there was a lot of things that went into it, and Messi had an interview yesterday he had a personal interview to a news station, and he said that he really did want to go to Barcelona, but there was a lot of things in the way that really allowed it, and he felt comfortable going. A lot of the reasons saying that some of his teammates that were there, no, it wasn't the money. I'll get to that. But a lot of his teammates that were there, he knew that Barca was going to have to sell them in order to make the money to buy Messi. And he said he didn't want that. He didn't want to be the reason of someone else's career taking a left turn or someone else's career ending up somewhere else because of him. And he said he didn't want that, especially to the ones that were there before he left and that were still his friends, because there was a number of them that might have been leaving, like Ansu Fati, and other players that I could recall top of my head. But, like, he didn't want to deal with that. Along with that, he said that he didn't trust that the league – he said that the league said that they green-lighted Barca, you know, offering them and all this other stuff. But that was the same thing that happened the last time when that ended up leading to him having to leave, where they said, oh, no, Barca could sign, but then they're like, oh, no, you can't because of money and other rules. So it led to him, like, dang, like, I can't be in Barca to continue my career. I have to go to Paris. And that's where he ended up going to PSG. So there's that. And he felt like he couldn't really have control of his career. Like, it was always going to have to be ending up on what a final decision by someone else, we're going to say, the president of La Liga, of the League of Spain, or the Barca not being able to pay him, you know, a decent amount. So there was a lot of that. And one, he didn't want to go to Saudi Arabia. And David, like you're saying, the money. He said it wasn't because of the money. He said if it was, you know, there's a good chance Saudi Arabia was in it because they were offering $1.5 billion. Well, originally it was $1 billion. And once the announcement came out that he was that he was going to Miami, they kept on offering more, hoping he would change because he never signed the contract. He just said he's, it's kind of like in sports, or like he's verbally agreeing, like in college football, you know, when these athletes, they verbally commit, or they commit to these colleges, but without signing a contract yet. So that's what he did. He pretty much verbally committed to into Miami. And as he said, nothing's 100% signed. There's still some things missing, but that's the path that he's going down. So during that time, the Saudi Arabian league and the team was trying to offer him more money. They offered 1.2, 1.3, and the final bid was $1.5 billion, right? In the total contract, it's gonna be a ton of money. Imagine that. But you know, he didn't want to put his family over there, his kids, his wife, and the rules that they have down there. He just didn't want to be in Saudi Arabia. So the next option was into Miami, which was always been talks ever since he left Barca and he was going to PSG. Into Miami was in the talks there. And sure enough, he comes back. And he got a at least from right now, what we heard, not just his contract salary, but what he's getting outside of that, he's got a great deal.
Yeah, he's got endorsements and all that too. I saw like he's been getting it. What is it, Nike or something that he was doing? Or I can't.
Adidas.
That's Adidas. Yeah, that was what I was thinking of. But yeah, he's making money there to make up for what he's ever taken a cut, you know, in Miami or wherever he's gonna go in the future.
Did you know, I just want to go back. So the reason I wanted to mention about money is because I also heard about the story about Barcelona had to possibly cut players or reduce salaries, stuff like that. So I meant by money. Obviously, you could have gone to Saudi Arabia, as you mentioned, for the exaggerated money they would have paid him. He's worth it. I mean, he's won everything now. He's won everything now. Everything has a, and they could win a, with a club and international now, but after winning the World Cup. So he's definitely worth whatever amount of money they want to pay him. But does he really need it? Probably not. And he's going to come here to Miami, to the United States.
And some things to touch on, David, like you brought it back that you were saying. One, so I'm pulling up Fabrizio Romano, one of the most sought out, most respectable and journalist in sports in the soccer world. And once he says something, that's when you know it's like confirmed, once he tweets something out. And there's just a couple things that he tweeted of what Messi said. And Messi said, "I really want to return to Barca. I had the dream, but after what happened 2 years ago when he left Barca, I did not want to be in the same situation again, leaving my future in the hands of someone else. I want to take my own decision, thinking of me and my family." Right? But he said, he also said, "I'd have loved a farewell like Iniesta, Busquets, Jordi Alba, Xavi. This is why I'm very happy to hear the chants of my name by Barca fans at Camp Nou. It was a strange feeling to hear Barca fans calling my name, but then I wasn't there." Which kind of sucks, but he wants to come back. He wants to have a farewell as well. And he also said, "Money was never an issue with me. We didn't even discuss the contract with Barcelona. They sent me a proposal, but it was never an official written and signed proposal. We never negotiated my salary. It wasn't about money. Otherwise, I was going to join Saudi." And pretty much it goes on to that, stuff like that. So it, like you're saying, David, the money didn't matter because he didn't need it. And he said it, he didn't need the money. He wanted to come to Barca. They never gave him an official offer. What are you gonna do about it? You know, they Barcelona messed up not being able to give him an official offer.
I mean, I do think in the future he'll somehow be back, either
Oh, he said he wants to.
yeah,
And
either coaching or probably one of the guys in charge of the team. For example,
maybe
Rafa.
not coaching, yeah, but yeah, you're right. Maybe someone of a higher up office, Piqué could be going to president, Messi could be somewhere in the office as well.
For
There's
example,
a lot of belief in that sense. He said he wants to come back.
a name I could bring up is Rafa Márquez. He's coaching the Barcelona B team, so some stuff like
Exactly.
that.
Exactly. It's all coming connected. You know, a lot of people want Iniesta to come and be the assistant coach to Xavi, to build that coaching staff for the first team. But yeah, going back to Messi, it's just he's coming, and like you're saying, John, he's getting the endorsement. He's getting the endorsement from Adidas. The shirts and stuff that he's selling with his name that are being sold with his name, he's getting a portion of that, right? Straight from Adidas. And then, I don't know if you guys know, but starting this season, MLS is starting a 10-year contract with Apple TV, where only Apple is allowed to show the MLS. And during that, even if you have Apple TV, you have to get a subscription to watch the MLS games. And Messi's getting a portion of that,
A
getting a
lot.
portion of those games as well. And this is not the contract that Inter Miami has offered. This is just from that right now. And the crazy part is, so some people were doing comparisons about 2 days ago, right before the announcement yesterday, 2 days ago. Tickets, in, mind you, Inter Miami is in last place in their conference. There's a West and the East. They're in 15th place. They're in last. I believe they might even be last in the entire league, depends on LA Galaxy. I had to recheck the points. If I guess, he might be above them or below, but the tickets were about $26, like the the highest ticket, right? Once Messi was announced, the cheapest one went up to about $326. Max were going up to 35, 3,500, I believe, or 35,000,
He's not
I
playing
believe
yet.
3,500. Yeah, and then today it was announced all games of throughout the entire league, all games of all teams going against Inter Miami have been sold out, gone, everything. So it's like the influence this man has had, where he's completely sold out every single game for Inter Miami, way or home.
Yeah, he's making the MLS rich. That's all you can say about that. Totally just, he's changed the dynamic of the sport.
He's the GOAT. I mean,
We'll see
what
one.
else can you say?
Yeah,
We'll
he's
see
the.
once he gets on the field again. We'll see how things go. Because successful superstars that came from Europe, the last one I can think of is really, that did very well, Zlatan Ibrahimovic, who played with your Galaxy.
Yeah,
As
just
Zlatan.
couldn't win a cup. But David, your ex-coach is
Oh yeah,
possibly being a coach for Inter Miami.
Tata Martino.
Possibly.
Not
And
surprised, actually. I'm not surprised. I mean, he has a good relationship with Messi, so. Who better to
then
coach
they
him?
have Bus they're trying to see if Busquets would like to come, or yeah, would like to come to Miami. And then they're seeing if Jordi Alba will also like to come.
I think
Making a
that.
look. And then they're also looking to hopefully try to get Di Maria. I saw reports that they're talking to see if they could get him, but he's still trying to stay in Europe. So that's the thing with him.
Then bring the whole party together.
Right? Just bring Barcelona, Argentina.
Hopefully it works out well. Hopefully the team becomes competitive from the bottom of the league to hopefully at least the playoffs. But sadly, sometimes that doesn't really happen, especially when they're older now. But hopefully Messi does something well in that championship, because there are other teams that are more well established, more competitive, like LAFC or Seattle, for example. We'll see by then. Anything else to do before we jump to the next
I
topic?
think I covered for the most part a majority of it. Like I said, it wasn't for the money. Wanted Barca. Barca didn't offer a official proposal. Couldn't do anything about it. Felt like the best option was into Miami. He said his they love the idea. The Barca and Miami, or at least I've heard, I've never been to either one, but heard they're very similar in environment as their big beach cities, off the coast and stuff like that. So I guess that's why he didn't feel too bad or too hard about making that decision. But one thing that was interesting that I saw that Messi said was that he got multiple offers from other European teams, but he didn't even think about listening to them because he knew if he was going to stay in Europe, he was going to go to Barca. That was the option. So it was either Barca or leave Europe. That was it. But yeah, that's all I have to say about it.
Alrighty. Well, let's go to the Minnesota Vikings, the NFL. They released their running back, Mr. Dalvin Cook.
Yeah, today they announced it today in the morning. I woke up to the news.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't shocked either because Minnesota is starting to blow up their team because, I mean, they could honestly still win their division. I don't know why they're releasing Dalvin Cook. Like, he's pretty much their best player besides their receiver they have, who's the best, you know?
Justin Jefferson,
Yeah,
yeah.
Justin Jefferson, best in the NFL almost. So, like, I don't know why they'd want to release him. They have the Packers pretty much gone. Like, I mean, I know that's your team, but, like, they're mid now. So it's like they have, I mean, Kirk Cousins is the mid quarterback. If they upgraded that quarterback, they would have been a playoff team.
That would
But
have gone further, yeah.
yeah,
Well, better quarterback.
that's like the Vikings are just stupid for releasing him. That's pretty much all it is.
And the thing, John, is that about, I think in April, I believe in April, I saw someone tweeted on Twitter, And it wasn't like a confirmed source. It wasn't like a big known source. I think it was like a new up and coming journalist said that the Vikings told Dalvin Cook that they're going to release him on June 1st. And it's way past June 1st, but they said they were going to release him. And I remember seeing that and I'm like, oh, damn. But I was like, ah, you don't know how like true it is. And you know, June 1st didn't, came by, and I remember thinking of it, but I was like, I didn't think much else about it until today. It returned. I was like, oh, that tweet was right, you know, and getting it there. But yeah, I mean, don't really know where he's gonna go, which team are looking for a running back. I know my Packers aren't, but you know, I've seen a couple people saying maybe he should go to Miami,
They don't need him. They
play
have
right there.
Miles. They're not Miles. They have what's his name? Mostert. They don't need him.
Always have another. I mean, Dalvin Cook. You think Mostert will start over Dalvin Cook?
I think Mostert's, I don't know, he's a little younger, I'm pretty sure. If I'm not mistaken. I mean, Dalvin Cook's great, but like a lot of teams have a running back. It's
There are
not.
some teams that need a running back.
Yeah, I mean, I guess he could be a backup for some teams, but
He could go to Arizona. He could go to the Cardinals.
Arizona's trash. They have nothing. They're starting over.
They don't. But he would be the starting running back there.
Yeah, but do they want to pay him?
I mean, their Buffalo already has a running back with the last name Cook, but they could get another one.
Buffalo, I could see is one of the position, one of the teams that could
For
get him.
Super Bowl, he could
Yeah,
join
that's
them.
the only team I could think of for the most part. Maybe Dallas, because Dallas just released Dak, or not Dak, Zeke.
Z.
That'd be funny if they released Dak, but.
That'd be crazy. All that money just to release.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's unless he's I know he wouldn't. It'd be a bad one. But like you're saying, he'd be a backup. New York with Saquon, be a backup for Saquon. He's already on the franchise tag. If he ends up leaving, you will have Dalvin Cook. You have that option. I mean, there's other teams that he could release where you want to see him going. Maybe he coming to LA to the Rams. You know, Seattle has a running back. San Francisco has the running back. Rams need the running back. Cardinals need the running back to the West. The NFC West, two teams need him. You know, there's other teams like we're saying. I just like we're both saying, thought it was very interesting that they would release him.
Yeah, it shocked me kind of a little bit that they did that. Like I was saying, it's just not the smartest move on their part because it seems like they're starting to give up, even though they still have Justin Jefferson. They're wasting his years away now, which kind of sucks. They should trade Justin Jefferson next.
Trade Justin, that's their future. They're gonna build
Dude,
around him.
their quarterback is old. They need to get draft picks.
Okay, but it would be better if you keep Justin Jefferson and you get a better quarterback
They're not
to
going to do that.
play
They're
with.
not going to spend for a quarterback. They're going to give Kirk Cousins another freaking 3-year deal, whatever. And it's just going to be another dumb move they're going to make. They're not trying hard enough to get
Okay,
better.
you're right. If they give Kirk Cousins another 3 year deal, then yes, Justin Jefferson should look for what's best in his career. But I think he's gonna play out his rookie contract and, you know, go elsewhere. But I like I'm saying, I think before if they offer Kirk Cousins, because you're saying the Vikings are gonna make that dumb extension, right? Or is
Yeah,
it offer him another
they
contract?
already did it.
They already did. Well, sorry. They did offer. But I'm saying they gotta. I think the best way is to look for another quarterback.
So I'm saying that they need to try harder in that aspect of their team. It's just they're not doing a good enough job. It's frustrating. No, I mean, I'm not a Vikings fan, but I feel bad for their fan base because they're stuck with a mid quarterback for a while.
And then you have the lack of defense as well.
Yeah, I mean they have a few good linebackers, but like is their corners the best? Not really.
They're lacking on the defense. That who knows what the Vikings are doing,
Yeah,
but
it's pretty much what it is.
yeah, that it is what that is.
Poor Vikings.
Hey,
Similar to my
whatever helps out
Chargers.
my Packers. You know, whatever makes it easier on my Packers defense. You know, that's all I matter. That's all I care about.
I should have at least some hope for the Packers to maybe make the playoffs.
David,
Who
we talk
knows?
about this. We know that's not gonna happen.
Hey,
We
we'll see. We'll
talked
see.
about
We'll
it.
see. We'll see.
3 years. We said maybe 3 years they'll come
Yeah.
back, but
2 years if they're lucky.
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Hey,
They're not making it this year.
they could shock us and win the Super Bowl. I don't know.
That'd be so crazy. I'd be pissed that we didn't win. If we wouldn't win this year, I'd be pissed that we didn't win one the year before or the year before. Like, no way these couple tight ends, sorry, couple tight ends, an edge and a wide receiver that shouldn't have gone in the second round is going to give us a Super Bowl. Like, no.
Alrighty. So as I mentioned, we'll see what happens with the Vikings releasing Dalvin Cook. Hopefully, we'll see if they regret it or they just stick to it and not say anything. But no, it was a good decision, perfect decision. Anyways, go to the NBA. A legend has been, I guess we call him a legend. I don't know.
I
A
wouldn't say
great
legend
player,
yet.
a very great player.
He played for my team. I'm just kidding. He was a great player. I wouldn't say a legend.
Okay, well, a very good player, great player has been released from the Phoenix Suns, Chris Paul. Are you guys surprised by this or no? No,
No,
John?
John, you're not.
I'm
Why
not
not at all?
old. He's really old now. He's like about 40 years old and he can't stay healthy. My God, that guy, every year when he was with the Clippers, I'm sure you remember, Gio. All those runs, like they always end in a hamstring injury or something. And it's been a problem for him in the last 10 years. Like he hasn't been healthy since he's been on the Hornets. That's how long he's been injured for. Like every year he gets injured, especially when it matters most, he's not there. I mean, he did a couple games in the playoffs against, I think, the Spurs. He actually showed up, but he got hurt trying to carry them through those games. So like it's too much for him. He can't stay healthy through a whole season at all. Like he's good for 50, 60 games, I want to say. But after that, he's just done for. I don't know. I don't know who he'd go to. Like maybe the Lakers will sign him on a veteran minimum deal.
10 years too late.
Yeah. After that trade fell
So
through, but
someone made a joke that David Stern's gonna come out of his grave to veto the Lakers signing Chris Paul.
he has the money, he doesn't need it. So if he really wants a chip, he might go Lakers. I mean, I don't know if the Lakers will win it next year, but he could go to the Nuggets if he really wants to. If he really
They
wants
got
to chip.
Pope there. He's running the point. Like, he's
Yeah,
doing
but
perfectly fine.
it's always never enough, you know. You can get as many pieces as you want. So like why not go to Denver if you're him? You can do what you want with your life. You've gone to Houston, gone to Brooklyn, you've gone all over the United States.
Brooklyn.
Or not,
It
not
wasn't
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. It was
I'm
OKC.
sorry, it wasn't Brooklyn. It was Houston, Clippers, Phoenix. I'm thinking of Kevin
OKC,
Durant.
yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking of Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
They
Yeah, no.
honestly, they have the same person to me sometimes. Like they both always want to move. They don't want to stay in the same area. I just
Well, not Chris Paul that he doesn't want to stay. It's, he went to Houston. He wanted to stay in Houston. And then they traded him to OKC for Westbrook. And then
That one
OKC
he
didn't
didn't
want
have
him because they're
control.
rebuilding.
There was no control over the OKC trade. But
Yeah,
he
not at
did
all.
really good that year. Like he carried that team
He
that
did, but the thing is they were trying to rebuild, so they're like, yo, like
screwing it up.
chill. We're not trying to make playoffs. We're not trying, like, relax, buddy. So that's why they traded him to Phoenix and he left out there and now he got released.
Yeah, I mean Phoenix, I don't know where they're gonna go from here. That's the real question. Like, who's going to be their new guard? Because they depleted their whole roster. Not whole roster, but a lot of their roster
And a
to get
coach.
Kevin Durant. And obviously, year one, it didn't work out. So, like, they got to figure out a way to beat Denver.
But
That's.
that wasn't even year one. That was a couple like
KD. I'm saying,
3 months.
Yeah, but like, oh, yeah,
Three
you're
months.
right.
And he didn't even play in the beginning. He played towards
Oh,
the end.
yeah, half a season he played almost. Or not even a half a season, like
Not even less.
a third of a season.
I bet counting kind of playoffs games. So I wouldn't say you just throw it out as 1 year. It's not even a 1 year thing.
Yeah, poor Devin Booker.
I mean, obviously they're gonna try to get the best point guard for their situation right now. They're gonna try to get. I'm not saying they are gonna end up getting one, but for the Chris Paul situation, I saw a lot of Clipper fan bases because I have them on Twitter, Instagram. Clipper fan bases saying, "Bring him back." No, don't bring him back. He's not the point guard that we need. He's not. I don't want to deal. We had him during his prime. We had him during his prime, and you know,
And
this
you
didn't
didn't
work
take
out.
advantage of it.
Yeah, we did. The Clippers did not take advantage of winning a chip with Chris Paul during his prime. You know, not all of it was his fault. There's Blake Griffin as well, getting injured and not playing a lot. Other players, Doc Rivers, coaching, you know, in my opinion, kind of some bad coaching,
Hey, he's
you
gonna
know,
be
and
an
other
assistant coach
players.
now. You know that possibly?
What happened?
So he was thinking about being the new Suns coach, but
Yeah, until they went to Nick Nurse, like a
yeah, that
smarter team would do.
was a good
Exactly. So the thing with Chris Paul is, no, I don't want to see him in the Clippers. See him in the Lakers? He could go, like we're saying, he
I'm
can
saying
go.
that. I'm
Yeah,
saying that.
possibly. Do again, but is he gonna win them a chip?
No.
No, I don't
I think
think
it
so.
might get them to the Western Conference Finals again. I think
They
that.
made it the way they made it now to the Western Conference Finals. And with Chris Paul go, but like we're saying, he's injury prone. Is he even gonna be healthy to play in then? He did it one time with the Suns, right? When they went to the finals.
Actually, let me mention something, PS. I don't think he will go to the Lakers, as you mentioned, for injury prone. And the Lakers are already dealing with that with LeBron, Anthony Davis. You know, we still don't know if they're going to extend his contract, too. So that's another. I'm sure the Lakers have other problems right now than signing I guess a veteran like Chris Paul.
I just see him signing him for nothing, like because he has the money. Like that's the only way I see him going there, because like he doesn't need any money anymore right now. He has so much from State Farm,
He
all
needs a
that.
championship now.
Yeah, like that's his way. Like he's not gonna go to Golden State because Golden State is honestly not that great anymore. They're a playoff team, but they're not a championship contender anymore. And you see, maybe Draymond might leave, but yeah.
Oh no, you're wrong. You're wrong. It's not Chris Paul, it's Cliff Paul from State Farm.
Oh yeah, Cliff. Yeah, the mustache, Cliff Paul.
Yeah, see.
I haven't seen Cliff in a minute.
Investigative Cliff.
But you know, it's kind of funny. Right before he got cut, the day before, he talked about his daughter getting bullied by little kids, about him not winning a ring, about him not doing this. And he ends up getting cut from the one team that he had a chance of getting a ring with. It kind of sucks. And that brings it, like John, you said, you know, join the Denver Nuggets, come off the bench, because or he maybe be a starter too. You know, whatever the situation is, get a ring there, you know, you know,
Poor KD.
protect his daughter from getting bullied. But you know, Nuggets, you could go try to win a ring. Like I said, think, and we're gonna talk about the finals later, but I think they're gonna win it. I think if he wants to go to the East, he could go to the Bucks.
Celtic.
Celtics, you think Celtics? Well, they do need a true point guard. There's that, or he would be a starter, or he'd be coming off the bench in Milwaukee for Jrue Holiday. I think that would also be a nice fit. You know, veteran deal, gets to relax, don't have to worry. I think him coming off the bench could also possibly lead to him getting or lessen the possibility of him getting injured. I think it would also kind of keep him healthy for a bit longer. You know, that's why I other team, any other team. I don't think Miami's for
See
him.
those. I just see Boston or LA.
Boston or LA. I see Milwaukee. You said Denver as well. That's a possibility.
Yeah.
And the thing with LA is crazy because they're like we talked, LeBron might retire. LeBron might not retire. He'll play his last season there. And then just talks with Kyrie. Kyrie might come to the Lakers. Oh, and then I saw it, like people are reversing it, saying that Kyrie's trying to get LeBron to go to Dallas, to the Mavericks, right? And then now CP3 being released and Kyrie's, you know, not winning his contract with Dallas anymore. And we don't know where he's going. Like he said, he doesn't know where he's going. I think there's a possibility that the Suns make a push to sign Kyrie.
That is possible because, I mean, he's still friends with Kevin Durant. And, like,
Exactly. And they had no issues in Brooklyn. Like the issues or
James
things that went
Harden.
on in Brooklyn wasn't between them. You know, they both wanted to leave at the same time. They got that at the same time. So I think this is a good telltale sign that Suns are gonna make a push to get Kyrie. They get no space for him.
That's a good take, actually. I never
Yeah.
thought about that.
It's a good one, man.
Yeah. So still sticking with Chris Paul. What do you think his legacy will be, even though he doesn't win a championship?
Hall of Famer that doesn't have a championship.
I mean, there are other non-champions that are in the Hall of Fame. The most famous ones, oh, first of Steve Nash, for example, and the most famous of them all, Charles Barkley, constantly gets roasted about it, but doesn't give a damn anymore.
Yeah, but that's the thing though about them. It's always brought up they didn't win a championship, and that's the thing with Chris Paul. He has so many all stars, you know. I mean, he doesn't have MVPs like Steve Nash does, or Barkley has one. I don't remember. I don't recall, but be wrong on that. Point was he has all stars, first teams, and all this other stuff. Playoff runs, went to the NBA Finals. You know, but all of that is going to end up just still leading to him not having a ring. You know, they call him CP0, CPO, you know, instead of CP3. That's going to end up being his legacy. Like you said, Steve Nash and Barkley, no matter how great they were, especially Barkley, and Nash has MVP. They're still being told that they don't have MVP, they don't have championships. Shaq makes fun of Chuck all the time, David, at the halftime show. And yeah, he's over it, but it's still like that's what they bring up all the time.
Yeah, and
So
he
it's like,
talked about Kobe carrying his curtails throughout the whole NBA Finals. That's what he was saying. He's like, "Oh, you got carried by Dwayne Wade and Kobe." They always would like argue about that. I think that was hilarious during the halftime show.
yeah.
well, they get along. I mean, they're the obviously Charles also has to find a way to get back a Shaq,
Yeah,
but it's all
sure.
show. It's all show. It's entertainment. So poor CP3. I mean, well, honestly. I like him as a player. I really enjoyed him when, especially when his time with the Clippers. I thought that was his best opportunity to win the championship. The Clipper team, Blake Griffin and the Doc Rivers team. Well, obviously Doc Rivers,
His
he's.
son and his team up
Oh
3-1.
yeah, Austin Rivers was on that team,
Yeah.
but maybe if there was a different coach, could have been different. But who knows? Or I don't know what you think, Gio. You're the Clipper fan. You're. Looking back, you might
Different
think of.
coach, or maybe not even just look. I didn't at the time, I did like Doc Rivers, he was still seen as a
But also,
good
think about
coach.
it. Wait, think about it. That time, the Spurs were still a great team, and the Warriors were
Yes.
just on the rise. So,
Yeah, you're right.
they were in
But
the way.
as a coaching, like having Doc Rivers, I understand why at the time they got him. You know, he's holding that one championship in his resume, like he's holding it for dear life now. And that was what they what you know led to the Clippers signing him and all this other stuff. I think a big part of it was his playing style. I think that it, you know, you could say he is to blame towards the end of the years, like last game time decisions and stuff like this, where made the wrong play call, made bad play decisions or play or just subbing in the wrong players. You could argue that, but in the beginning of the first 4 years, I don't think you could blame him being the coach, but you can blame just the style and that he emphasized a lot of small forward, like a lot of his plays and stuff came from playing the small forward position. And he had Matt Barnes as his starting small forward. We had Matt before about 4 years, I believe. Matt Barnes playing there. And I did not like Matt Barnes. You know, he went to UCLA. I liked UCLA, played for a clip. I just did not like Matt Barnes at all. And I just think it didn't work. And we could not get a star small forward to complete the role that he did in Boston. We got Paul Pierce. He was old. He wasn't gonna do anything to win a championship for the Clippers at that time. And the one time we get Kawhi Leonard, a star small forward, he still loses it for us. And then we have to like, you know, they fired him eventually. That was it. So, you know, again, maybe in the beginning it was the right coach, wrong playing style, but at the end it should have just been done. And Philly learned from that mistake. And Philly said, all right, you know what? 3 years didn't work. We're firing him. We don't want to get to that point where now we're rely like it's a liability.
Alrighty, let's just jump to the next subject. We were first discussing the weather, talk about it, but you know what? I think we should. About Zion Williamson. I
Zion,
think we
this
have to.
dude.
Then after that, we'll go to the NBA Finals.
Getting a Big Mac too now. He's got two Big Macs and XL fries, large drink with a Coke. No, actually, it's a Diet Coke. My bad.
It's that, yeah. He
I
remember
lose weight.
he's trying to lose weight. He's trying to lose weight to get back on the court. He's trying to get healthy here.
That's how he gets the weight loss there.
This Zion is something else, David. Oh, John, Zion. This man's not even trying to get back on the court. This man's just taking money from the Pelicans and doing something completely different. We got Ja Morant, playing with guns. Who he made a statement. Him and his lawyer said that it was a toy gun. We all know it's not. That man has real guns on there. It is what it is. But Zion, dude got a stripper pregnant. Posted about it. Excited. You can see in the picture, he's all excited to be a dad, right? And then right after, I think the same day or a couple hours later, a porn star comes up. I forgot. A porn star says that he just, he hooked up with her just a couple of days ago, about a week ago. And then that she's late as well, so she might get pregnant. So this dude, Zion, he's on the wrong mindset right here. Instead of trying to get back on the court, he's just taking money and becoming a dad to two different baby mamas.
I guess he's turned into Nick Cannon. Watch. We'll see in 10 years how many kids he has now after
But
this.
this is different. This man is going for porn stars and strippers. Like, what are you doing? The kid, what's going on? Why? Just get healthy, dude. You were too heavy. You're too big to be on the court. Get healthy. Your ankles couldn't take it. Your knees couldn't take it. Get healthy. Get back on the court. Start playing again. Be the number one overall pick that you were supposed to be. Now his career is just going to be a bunch of, what, 5 games a season type of thing? 15 games a season? That's going to be the rest of his career? It's going to be disappointing. It's gonna suck because he had so much potential, the heights and everything was for him, and just for this fall.
Yeah, he was supposed to be the next Shaq. He was like the most dominant big man. Like he dunked in like on everybody in college basketball. Nobody can stop him. He was like an unstoppable force. Like he was like the most scary big man you would see in college basketball when he was on Duke. But now when you get to NBA, he's like, oh, he's a slob. He's just can't run past me. I was like, we're doing circles around him now, and he's just like can't keep up. He's like out of breath. It's getting too much for him, I guess. But
Should have known because of the gumbo down there in New Orleans.
yeah.
Should have known that the first overall pick. Oh, that man is not losing weight. That man is gonna get bigger. And the memes came out when he got drafted and stuff. But for it to actually happen, obviously, don't you know? Not the gumbo. Not it. It's eating, but we don't know what he's eating and what's going on with them, and why that stuff is going on. But he has to get his mind out of the gutter. He has to stop messing with these girls. Hopefully. Stripper is the only one. And even then, why the stripper? But whatever it is, you got it. I'm just hoping to see him back on the court sometime soon. This Pelicans team has a young team, but it's not going to stay like this for long. I don't think Brandon Ingram's going to want to stay much longer.
Nah, he's
If
dipping.
this is, yeah, he's going to want to leave. If Zion doesn't pull his share and come up.
Personally, I think that his career is not gonna be what was expected from him. I think it's probably gonna go downhill from here now, here in the future.
Yeah, he's not going up anywhere. He's just gonna keep getting worse and worse. I think his mental health is gonna deteriorate. Like I was gonna say, I'm clinically depressed and
Oh no, he's not depressed.
no,
No.
but they're
That
gonna
man was
see
smiling from ear to ear
that.
on that the picture where he announced he's having a kid.
I saw the picture too. Yeah, he's not depressed, John.
He
No,
will
that
be in the future when he
well,
doesn't have a title.
yeah, maybe when he's not playing, he's probably gonna look back and full of regret. But right now, no, he's not depressed. He's kind of happy.
Yeah, he's happy with food and some kids and
And women.
yeah, he just loves his life. Well, yeah. Enough
It's crazy, but let's move on. That was it.
of that.
That was the Zion situation.
All right, Gio, take us to the NBA Finals. What happened? We're on game three now.
NBA Finals Game 3. Well, we just saw one of the best performances from a duo in regular season and in the postseason ever. Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic are the first duo to ever average, both of them average, 30 plus point triple double in the same game. And this led to a major win where, at least watching it, Heat were making a little run again in the last 2 minutes of the game, where they were they're trying to close it up, but it didn't help with, well, I believe they had 8 free throws in the last time Denver made a bucket. It was 101, and they got 8 straight free throws from there. And Miami was cutting it a bit short, but at the end of it, it's too much. Nuggets got the job done. They won 109 to 94. Yeah, it was 8 straight free throws. 109-94. And John, it points out to your point when in the Eastern Conference Finals, when Miami played the Celtics, that Heat need to get at least 110 to win the game, to ever win a game in any point. And of course, game two, before when we talked about game two, the Miami Heat scored 111, and they barely won 111 to 108. It was a much different game that game. We look in here. Jimmy Butler had 21. Kevin Love only had 6, but Bam had 21 as well. He also played a really great game. He had a great first game, really good second game. 9 rebounds, 4 assists, so Giannis to 21 points. Gabe Vincent had 23 points, 0 rebounds, but 3 assists. So he also helped off, playing as starting out the shooting guard. And Struss with 14 points, 2 rebounds, 6 assists. Kyle Lowry 9 points. Duncan Robinson 10. Caleb Martin with 3, and Cody Zeller with 4. Right, that was the game 2 with the Nuggets. See, this is the difference. Jokic went off 41 points. Crazy 41 points, 11 rebounds, 4 assists. He had a double double in 42 minutes. His team did not help him at all. Michael Porter Jr., who I expected to do so much better in these games than what he's performing in these finals, not the playoffs entirely, just the finals. He has 5 points. Oh, that game, he had 5.6 rebounds. He had more rebounds than points. Aaron Gordon had 12 points again, starting off pretty well, like he did in game one, where he was leading the first quarter in points. 7 rebounds, 2 assists. Jamal Murray, this is where the issue came out. Jamal Murray only had 18 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists, double double. 18 points, that's good. But when you're the second scorer for this team and you're someone who could score, like we saw yesterday, 30 points, 18 was not it. 18 was almost like scoring 8 points for an average starter to bench player. That's what it was. Pope had only 6 points. Brown came up at least with 11 points, 5 rebounds. It was a terrible game. But yesterday, like we're saying, the accolade that the duo got was Michael Aaron Gordon, 11 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists, double double, pretty well for Aaron Gordon. Michael Porter Jr. again not playing good, 2 points, 7 rebounds. He's helping off the board, but he's not contributing scoring at all. Jokic, 32 points, 21 rebounds, 10 assists, triple double. I mentioned Jamal Murray, 34 points. My boy, sorry, 34 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists, just making it. And it's helping. It helped out a lot. Caldwell Pope, again, 6 points. And like to your point, John, Chris Paul going to Denver Nuggets, yes, he'll bring up more points, bring up more this, but will he be a starter when they're doing well already with Pope? That's just what it is. Not saying that he can't be a starter, just are they going to put him? 6 points, 3 rebounds. Brown with 5 points, 2 rebounds. And Braun, who, or sorry, he pronounced it Brown. It's pronounced Brown, but it's written as Braun, had 15 points for 19 minutes, 15 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist. I think that's really good for him off the bench. Everyone else. And while the Heat, Jimmy Butler, Himmy Butler, Timothy Michael Jordan of the Eastern Conference Finals, like however you want to call him, went off for 28 points, 2 rebounds, 4 assists. Kevin Love again getting his only 6 points, 2 rebounds. Bam Adebayo again, another great night. Bam Adebayo for some reason decided not to play all the whole playoffs in the East. In playoffs and in the finals, he shows up. 22 points, 17 rebounds, 3 assists. I do, but if Miami wants to win, he does have to put in more. He has to give game one type of games. The 21 points, yeah, they got the win, but it was barely by 3. Here he got 22, got 1 more point, but they lost by 15. Gabe Vincent, 7 points, 0 rebounds, 0 assists. Man took 3 shots at best. Strus again, 3 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, took 1 3. Caleb Martin, inconsistent, but he got 10 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. Kyle Lowry, who was a starter in the championship for the Raptors with Kawhi Leonard, is now getting 10 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. I mean, sorry, Kyle Lowry is getting 9 points, 3 rebounds, 5 assists. And then Duncan Robinson with 9 points, 1 rebound. So, reading all these stats, you see, compared to game one that the Denver Nuggets won, and where we saw that Jokic didn't have to do too much because the whole team was working great together, and that he was just there doing casual. He didn't have to go off too hard. Where game two, he had to pick up the slack because Jamal Murray had 18 points and Michael Porter Jr. was just playing trash. I can't cuss. I would have cussed right now. He's playing trash.
You can slip one out if you want, if you're that angry. It helps
It's
you.
not angry. I'm just saying he's playing like dog shit. He's playing that bad. Jokic had to pick it up and it just wasn't enough. Just 1 3 from Michael Porter Jr. Like 1 3 from from Pope for something, that would have tied the game, gone to overtime, possibly would have been up 3-0. Like I said, I had Nuggets winning game two and Miami winning game three. They flipped. It is what it is, but the record is still 2-1 Nuggets. But game three showed that Jokic and Murray were back in control. It wasn't where Jokic was able to rely on the rest of the team. He did have to put in his part to win. Even though it was a 15-point win, he still had to get his 30 plus. Murray also had to get his 30 plus because if he got another 19, that would be 17 points off. They would have been down. They would have lost by two if he got 18. Sorry, 18, 17, 18 points, give or take. They would have lost by two or been tied game or probably been up by two. Doing the quick math. So and. That's just like that. That's just them. And we saw the normal Denver Nuggets where they're in control and everyone else has to pick up their slack. Aaron Gordon now has been the third leading scorer from the starters, which it should be again, Porter Jr. If they want to secure a win easily, Porter Jr. has to go off. Aaron Gordon does what he does. But that's what I'm seeing from this is that now we're seeing how the Nuggets are adjusting to the Miami Heat. Now the Miami Heat, on the other hand, are still working like they've been the whole time. Like they said, they're a bunch of undrafted players doing their thing, trying to work together as a team. They joke around like, "Oh, we got friendship. That's what took us to the finals." Friendship and just us trusting each other. And as joke as it is, but it's true because Jimmy Butler, though he's a star, he does not have a Bam. Bam has been stepping up this finals to being that second star. But throughout the playoffs, we've seen he wasn't. And that shows that the rest of the team is also in that situation where it's kind of Jimmy and who's going to go off? Who's the other one that's going to help him out? And so far, even from the bench, it hasn't been going on. So Miami Heat has to adjust and see one, how's Bam and others going to one stop Jokic, which we both know you can't stop Jokic. You can't. It's too hard. And in that other situation, how do you stop Jamal Murray? It worked in game two. So how do you do that again? The guards and maybe even small forwards are going to have to adjust to stop, focus on stopping him and stopping Porter Jr. from the starters. You can leave Pope do with his thing, let Aaron Gordon do his thing. Those are the two that you're going to have to stop again, like you did in game two. And if Miami does that, there's a strong possibility they're going to win the championship. I'm not saying they will or whatever. I'm just saying if they make those adjustments and stick to that, because that's the only way. And Denver just has to learn to either get a game one, play like game one, or play like game three, but make sure everyone is doing their role.
Yeah, I see. The only way Miami wins in their game is if Jimmy Butler goes for 40 and Bam Adebayo gets 30 with him. That's the only way I see them outbeating Denver. Like, unless Denver has a cold night, like if Jokic and Murray only get 20 points each, that's pretty much the only way they're going to beat Denver now. Because, I mean, they could maybe win game four Miami, but they have to get hot, at least from shooting from three. Like, because, like you said, some guy shot 1 3. Their dudes were just shooting like two shots, three shots. Like, it's not enough. Like, Jimmy Butler needs the help. Like, he can't carry the load. He doesn't have the firepower Denver has. He has just a couple of guys that are, like you said, they're undrafted, a lot of them. So it's kind of rough on him. But we'll see. I mean, it's a long series. So anything can happen. Like, At first, I thought it was going to be a sweep, but Miami responded pretty well in game two. So you got to give them credit for where they showed up pretty well there. But
The thing
yeah.
is, John. Oh, sorry. Could you?
But I was going to say, yeah, I mean, like, I see this still ending in five. It's going to be tough to get to six games, like I was saying. Like, I predicted five and I'm sticking with five. That's the way I see it now. But
Yeah,
yeah.
and David, before you go, John, just to make out your point, yeah, you're saying Jimmy has to go for 40, Bam has to go for 30. The thing is, that's not how the Heat play. At least this season, they don't play. The two leading scorers go up and the rest of the team help, because the way they've learned that pushed them to the finals was that everyone was getting their piece, you know, everyone was getting their share of the crop. But now
It's
that's not working out.
not enough. Denver's a different animal. You can't do that against Denver.
Exactly. Now the thing is, are Miami able to play like Denver? That's essentially what you're saying, that Miami's gonna have to play like Denver. Can they do that? And it doesn't matter if you go undrafted. There's so many great players that go undrafted.
Yeah.
That's besides the point. The thing is Miami up for that?
We'll see. There's a couple games to show, so who knows what can happen, but I still don't see it.
Same. I still see a game five. I think game five will be really close, but Denver will win it. It'll be a really close one, but Denver will. But David.
No, I just want to say, I mean, I agree with you guys. I think I said it before. I mean, I do think this will be game five in favor of the Nuggets.
Well, you switched it. First, you said it was a sweep.
Yeah, but then this happened and
Hey, your sweep prediction was wrong. That's
yeah, the
that's what
Lakers got
happened.
swept instead. But anyways, watching the game last night, it was nice to see Miami in the final. I don't know, it brought me a lot of nostalgia going back to the Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, LeBron era, seeing the whole arena white. But it was really nice to see that again in Miami. I remember when Miami went back to the finals against the Mavericks. They lost that one. Then they're.
Then they beat the Spurs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was with the Spurs where they won. Then they lost again. They went back to
Thunder.
back.
No, they have a back to back. Miami
Yeah.
has a back to back.
Yeah. But they lost to the Spurs. I think it
Yeah,
was.
so they lost to the Mavericks, and then they beat the OKC,
Yeah,
and
oh
then
yeah,
they beat the
OKC.
Spurs, and then they lost to the Spurs.
Correct.
The young James Harden, Russell Westbrook, Kevin Durant, Serge Ibaka, OKC.
The good old days.
But continue. Sorry, you were saying.
No, I'm just saying that it was nice to see, and it brought back to me a lot of memories, a lot of nostalgia, seeing the all white out arena in Miami. And the only person that's still part of that team is the coach. And
No.
Miami's coach?
He's not the
Giannis
only one. Sabonis has him. Been there his whole career. Got drafted in Miami, won all three championships in Miami. Been there the whole time. He got 20 seconds of playing time yesterday. Let's go. 20 seconds.
well, this is a champion. There's nothing, not much you can complain about. But anyways, we'll see what happens on this Friday on the 9th for game four of the Heat and the Nuggets. So let's just go to the Stanley Cup. That's the other finals going on right now. It might be a sweep, don't you think, Gio?
It's definitely looking like a sweep. It's crazy. I did not think it was going to be a sweep. I honestly thought it was going to go to game six. That's just what it looked like, the way Florida was just dominating on their side. Obviously, Florida never swept any of their teams in their conference, but they were very dominant of how it was going. And I thought that Florida was going to be also dominant against Vegas, at least in game one. I thought Panthers were going to take that game one lead. Florida was going to take two and three. Panthers get four, and Florida goes five and six. I've been completely wrong on that. Well, I got game two right, but game one, I was wrong. The Las Vegas Knights have a 2-0 lead in these finals, and it's not even close how these games have been going. Game one, Golden Knights won 5-2. Game two, Golden Knights won 7-2. This Vegas offense is crazy. The defense is okay. You know, it's not bad. Sometimes two goals wins you a game. So it depends, but their offense is so good, it's making up for the mid. I mean, they're solid, but they're also a bit mid of this defense in the second. And I know in game two, Panthers had to switch out the goalie, Jamal, after the third, fourth goal. And David, we talked about a couple episodes back then, Jonathan Quick, who got traded from the LA Kings, their team was released. He signed with Las Vegas Knights. He's not playing, he's not the starting goalie here, but he has been playing in the playoffs for them. Now he's possibly gonna win his third Stanley Cup finals, or his third Stanley Cup. He's probably gonna win his first two with LA. Now he's gonna win one, or may win one with Vegas. But yeah, it's been intense, dominating from Las Vegas. Panthers almost seem like they have no life by middle of the second period, which still leaves 25 minutes throughout the entire of the game, the entirety of the game. It's kind of sad. That's what these players have been really sad, especially for Panthers fans who they're pulling to Miami, the 8 seed coming in and beating everyone to get to the finals. But there's always a bigger beast in the finals. Like John said, it's a different animal, different beast. And we're seeing it in hockey as well. And Florida is taking two hits. Florida's getting screwed over two teams.
I think it's far from over, bro, this series.
You
I
think
know
it's far from over?
that, but game two was a fluke. The Panthers are legit. They are a good
They
team.
are. They are.
I think this is going six or seven games. Because I see Florida coming out strong in game three.
Today?
Yeah,
Well, guys,
that's
game
my. I'm
3 today, TNT, TBS,
going to win tonight.
CBC, whatever you guys watch it on, 5 p.m.
Three goals are winning by the night, bro. Okay? That's the way I see it tonight.
What's the score? What do you have the score for today?
4-1.
4-1? That's a
Yeah.
guarantee. Are you doing that Charles Barkley guarantee?
Guarantee.
Then David, write it down. I know we're gonna remember this, but
Let me write it
let's
down.
keep track.
What do you say?
I sucker punch the Golden Knights to me 4-1 Panthers. They're gonna have Tom Brady show up. He's gonna be there with all support. Derek Jeter will be there as well.
Nah.
They're all just going to show up and they're going to have a great time and they're going to flex. It's going to be 4-1.
We'll see.
I have Vegas Knights
I
winning.
guess it's still winning the series. Don't get me wrong, but I see it six or seven games.
Look, you know what? I'm a be nice.
You'll give him game five.
No, I'm gonna be nice. I'm gonna stick to my game six just to make it interesting. I'm gonna make it Vegas wins in game six, but I have Vegas winning game three. So I have Panthers winning game four and five just to make it interesting. Because right now it looks like a sweep to me, but I'm gonna keep my game six. I hope I'll be wrong. I'll be wrong. Go ahead. But today I have Vegas taking that 3-0 lead, and I have the score being, I have it 3-1. 3-1 Vegas. All right. They're gonna get really comfortable with that 3-0 lead, and then that's when they're gonna lose game four because they're gonna be too comfortable. They're gonna give Florida a game at home. And in game five, when they come back, they're gonna still be like, oh, okay, we could win it, not. And then once they lose game five, they're like, oh damn, we're only up 3-2. We gotta close this out. That's why I think Vegas is gonna win game six. So game, you could write all this down for me. Game four, Panthers win. I have Panthers winning 5-3. They have to break that defense. If you could get at least two goals in, that means you could break that defense to go in for some more. But you have to also defend on yours because their defense has not been good. Their keeper is the only one who's been decently solid. Ish, but even then, it hasn't been good. So I said 5-3 for game four. It's gonna be a crazy game. Game five, things gonna be a close 3-2, Panthers. I think Panthers gonna have a fluke of it. So 3-2, and then game six. I mean, not Panthers fluke. Las Vegas is gonna have a fluke. So Panthers win 3-2. And then Vegas is going to win game six. I have that 4-2. So the record score is going to be the score of the game.
I have it 8-1, game six.
8-1? You think they're going to destroy him 8-1?
That's a career ending. scoreboard right there.
The Kings played in the Stanley Cup Finals. I remember that playoff run. They beat like the Ducks in Game 7. It was like 6-0 or something like that, or 7-1. It was like some crazy score. Like whenever you're trying to close the game out and you're motivated, they're gonna go play as hard as they can to get that dub. I mean, why not? I mean, you have nothing to lose. You're laying out on the line. Everything's on the line for you. So you gotta play your heart out.
Yeah, but 8-1, that's crazy.
They did
That's gonna be
7-2.
crazy.
7-2, it's possible. They won 7-2.
All right, so John's guarantee. I say it'll be a sweep. I'll stick to it this time.
All right.
Gio says they'll land in game six, but game four, 5-3 in favor of the Panthers. 3-2 again Panthers in game six, 4-2 Vegas. But what a team here in Vegas. A perfect example just to be an expansion team instead of just taking teams from other cities, to be honest.
Literally, David.
They just
Just
started their own
perfect
franchise
example.
and they're dominating.
Yeah, they literally stole the NHL away from everybody. I was like, every the Blackhawks were the dynasty of the early 2000s, like 2010s, 2011.
Now they're trash.
Were the worst team in the NHL by far.
They are. I think they're getting the first overall pick, right?
Top two, I think.
Yeah, they're trying to get the dude from Canada, the young kid. Was he like 18, 19?
Don't know, he might be younger than that. I think he's 17.
17? Yeah, dude. That kid's a baller. Just seeing him with the puck, just I was like, he makes it look so easy. He
There's
makes it
no
look too
ball in
easy.
hockey, so he's a
Oh,
pucker.
it's a term. It's a yeah, he's a puck. Whatever the make your terms.
Right.
But yeah. But David, like you mentioned, speaking of expansion teams, like we mentioned the other time, the MLB doesn't want to add an expansion to Vegas. They want to move a team. But like you told us, it might not happen. What'd you find out?
So, I think it was the city council or the it was the governor. They were having a meeting, and they could have never voted on it. So they're gonna have a special session
Well, the
on what
governor of Nevada, right?
Nevada, correct. So they're gonna have a special session under either to vote on to have the stadium built, right down the Las Vegas Strip on a 9-acre lot.
Apparently, it looks like from the drawings, it looks like it's going to be where the Flamingo was at, right? The Flamingo?
Correct. I
No.
think it was
Tropicana.
it Tropicana? Yeah, correct.
Tropicana. Why
Tropicana.
did I say the Flamingo? The Tropicana. My bad. Where the Tropicana was. That's where you're going to build it.
But I was also listening to, if this doesn't work out with Vegas, the city or the state not wanting the Oakland A's there at the strip, there are now rumors that they could stay in Oakland. Obviously, you have to renegotiate on whether. Where they want to build a new stadium, or also Sacramento want to take the Oakland A's. So it's still up there. I know there's going to be a reverse boycott. I forgot the date on this, but it's going to be happening soon. I think it was next week
Yep,
where
pack
fans,
out the Coliseum.
or yep,
Pack it
correct.
out. Show it ain't the fans' fault.
They're going to destroy the Coliseum, you think, finally, after nobody's using it anymore?
If they move it, yeah, they might. Or turn into what I heard, maybe a.
Museum or something.
No, a homeless yeah, something like that, or affordable housing, stuff like that, stuff that's going on here in California.
Except it's nasty in the Oakland Coliseum. I've been there. There's like rats running down the fields. It's not taken care of at
Well, the
all.
Raiders used to play there. What do you think they're gonna leave? What do you think?
It's trash.
Yeah, that's why they left it there. But anyways, so there's still hope for Oakland to still keep their baseball team. Obviously, they have to negotiate on where to build a new stadium. What I saw in the video on the news station over there in Oakland is that if they build a new stadium, it'll be for sure the owner will be the owner of the Oakland A's, John Fisher. Well, if he moves to Vegas, he won't own the 9-acre land. So they're trying to make it in favor of him, of the baseball team instead of
I was up being better. I mean, a lot of teams do that anyways. Lakers, Clippers, Kings have that here at the Staples Center. They don't own it. They're like to say they're renting it. Other sports teams do that as well. Now, David, my question was that you brought up that Sacramento might be a possible destination of moving the team. You guys aren't A's fans, right? You guys are a little more baseball fans than I am. But the question is, thinking as an A's fan, would you be okay with your team moving to Sacramento? If you're from Oakland, let's say you're a fan from Oakland, You go, you walk, you're a big A's fan. Are you okay with making that hour, 2 hour drive to Sacramento to go watch it?
Yes, I would. It's not that far. Vegas is a little more different. That's like 3, 4 hours, 5 hours.
Longer. It's
Yeah.
3, 4 hours from here. Imagine up there.
Actually, maybe it's more like six, I feel
Yeah,
like.
it's about.
Because you have to take the 80 to get down to the 15, and that takes forever. It's like because LA is closer to Vegas. That isn't the big deal as much. That's like just taking a 3.5 hour drive down the 15 to get there. But from Vegas to Oakland, God, that's a little further. Sacramento is nothing, though. You could drive an hour. It's like moving LA to San Diego, like moving the Dodgers to San Diego. That's the diff distance from there.
No, so my thing wasn't exactly, sorry, let me rephrase that. It wasn't saying about, the distance of driving. I'm sure A's fans are willing to make that drive. I'm saying it as of a sports rival, because like we know in the NBA, the Warriors and the Sacramento Kings are rivals. The Warriors were in Oakland, until they moved into San Francisco itself, and they were rivals, right? Now there's no team in Sacramento,
Yeah.
right? That's the MLB team in Sacramento, but the A's moving there. Are Oakland fans not gonna like that they're gonna have to be in Sacramento? Like the rivalry of the cities is
Yeah.
what I'm saying.
I'll
You
answer
know,
it.
you think that's they're gonna be cool with that. They're like, even though to me it sounds like Sacramento may be a better situation where you get a new stadium. Hopefully the city owns it, so it's not owned by the owner of the team, and it ends up being a better situation just for the fans and everyone overall. As an A's fan, would you want that being in Sacramento, or would you be like stubborn and be like, no, what? No, it has to be here in Oakland. We're not having our team go over there.
So I'll answer it. So from if I was an Oakland fan perspective, no, I would not be happy with that. I would want them to stay as close to Oakland as possible. One, there's that rivalry with the Giants, West Bay, East Bay. I don't know. At least you gotta try to keep that. And you really lost all the teams. You lost the Warriors and you lost the Raiders. You gotta try at least try to keep one in the area. I mean, going to football. I live here close to Los Angeles, but I still wanted the Chargers to stay in San Diego, to be honest. I don't want them to come to LA. That's my opinion. I like to, if it's not broken, why fix it? Why change? Why would they want to move? That's what I'm trying to say.
San Diego loved the Chargers. The players, I remember
Philip Rivers
Philip
didn't want to come
Rivers
to
wanted
LA.
to stay. Yeah, he
Yeah.
wanted to stay in San Diego. It was just the owner who wanted to come
Yeah.
because of the new stadium.
It's money, man.
And that's what's happening right now with the Athletics. It's pretty much it's the money. It's a good business to go move to Vegas because there'll be a lot of money. But if you want to think of the loyal fans, the history, obviously it's better to stay in Oakland and try to make it work out. And it could work out, but their owner is not that good. They're the worst right now in the league. Fred John.
No, he's one of the worst owners there is, like you're saying. Like he doesn't care about the team, the fans. Just wants what's best for him.
Yeah, this owner makes the Angels look great. And the Angels are average right now.
It makes the Royals look good, makes the White Sox look good. Like, dang, I got these other teams looking good. Like, that's how bad it is.
So we'll see what happens. Hopefully the MLB eventually decides just make an expansion team and build it in Vegas.
Hopefully, expansion. Vegas should be the destination of expansion teams. They got expansion hockey, expansion women's basketball. Why not have an expansion men's basketball, expansion
Maybe
MLB?
soon. That might happen soon.
They should. Well, NBA is different. I think there's so many cities that should have expansion team. I think Vegas should have one. Seattle should get their team back. Bring back the Seattle
Supersonics.
Sonics. Bring back the Sonics.
Could you guys imagine a team in Montana? Just a baseball team in the middle of
Baseball, yes, I could
nowhere.
imagine baseball. I
Just
could imagine baseball. That's a state where I think baseball will thrive.
no one
But
lives there.
I know, but come,
Nowhere will fill the stadium.
baseball, bro, you don't need, dude, it's just you're just there to sit, It's a very slow life. That's how I feel like Montana gives that vibe. A very slow life you could, enjoy. For basketball and football, the way those players are, they can't live in Montana, man. That slow life can't. But like I was saying, for basketball, it should be Seattle, Vegas, even Pittsburgh. Imagine Pittsburgh. Obviously, we already know the colors, black and yellow. No question about it. We got the Penguins, we got the Pirates, we got the
Steelers.
Steelers. You just need an NBA team. You know, yeah, it's gonna, well, it doesn't have to start with the P, like Pirates and Penguins, but
The Bumblebees.
nah, no,
Well,
David, no, don't do it like that. Has to do something
there's
with
a
the
team
city,
called the
man.
Pelicans. I think Bumblebees are better than that.
No, we're not doing bugs. The Pelicans are the birds, 'cause we have the Falcons and the Hawks in Atlanta. You know, we got other, we got Seahawks in Seattle. You know, those type of birds are good, but not Bumblebees. But see, Steelers, that would be a great place. They would have the fan base would love them. The organizations would be great. The colors are already there. The city's already there. One more. I mean, obviously, some say maybe Hawaii. I don't know.
Distance,
Hawaii's an iffy one.
that'd be too much for the traveling for everybody. Like, it wouldn't have anybody to go out there, just take a toll on everybody.
Exactly. So maybe not Hawaii, but maybe some teams more down south. We got, or just in the central. We have the Kansas City. Why not have an NBA team there? You got the Chiefs there. We know they have fans. There's a lot of people go. An NBA team will fit right there. I mean, I guess you could say OKC's the team, but let's put one in Kansas City. You know, it's like there should be a, I think there should be a football team somewhere down Alabama, you know, Mississippi. I get college is their thing. I get Louis, the Saints are like their closest team, or the Falcons, depending on which side of the line you are. But I think it'd be nice to have one, especially as big as football fans, Alabama people are. That'd be a good one.
Well, that was a good talk with that subject about the expansion teams in the Oakland A's. Just quickly, I just want to mention yesterday on Wednesday, Hall of Famer wrestler passed away, the Iron Sheik, at the age of 82. You guys never heard of him, but I just wanted to mention quickly. He was in the Olympics in 1968 with representing Iran, his country. But obviously, became famous for wrestling for the WWE, former WWE champion, tag team champion, and the guy that made. I guess, well, Hulk Hogan had to beat him in order to start what we know WWE as we know today. Just quickly, that's what I just want to mention quickly. The Iron Sheik. You should look him up videos if you guys have time. It's
Sure.
really hilarious. But anything else that you guys want to add before we wrap it up?
I'm good for today.
Alrighty. Well, that was Lionel Messi coming to Miami. Dalvin Cook leaving the Minnesota Vikings. CP3 and Zion Williamson and their drama, each of them, their own different dramas in their careers right now. Maybe a finals, game five, right? Game five. The Nuggets should win game five. And then the Stanley Cup. I'm gonna stick with my sweep. It's gonna happen.
Six.
Take your broom. We
All
got six.
right. Well, fellas, it was a good conversation with you guys, like always. I'm David Reyes, alongside here with Gio Galvez and Mr. Jonathan Greenstein. Thank you all for listening. And so long.
Later.
See you guys.